Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
And welcome to Game. I'm Big Nelly, a.k.a. Landon Nelson. I am one of the hosts of Game. We have Big Slammer in the studio today. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Also, we have Big Rob. How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you already know it. We're the greatest associates of modern-day entertainment. You want me to introduce your contestants for today?
Sure, do it. You got it. All you, bud.
All right. So, we have Owen. As you already know him, he's the current streak holder.
He is the champion.
Let me play this real quick.
That's so random. Anyways, you probably remember him from our first filler episode.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 2.5, returning.
Yep.
Episode 2.5. And now he's back in action for the actual action. It is, ladies and gentlemen, you also know him from Shocto. You also know him from Off the Rails. That's right. Ryan Smith!
Hello.
Simon, I love your enthusiasm. I love it. We need that this morning.
Now, I can't remember. Ryan, do you remember if you lost or won episode 2.5?
I lost completely. I did a terrible job.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by the way, now we turned the levels up a little.
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Maybe we should have had Pyramid.
Hey, is that better? Ryan, talk.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, that's great.
There we go. Awesome.
Here we go. Awesome. Sorry, Ryan.
No, it's perfectly fine.
So today we're starting with a different segment.
Yeah, we're going to start with Big Rob's segment to start, and then we'll either Big Slam or I'll go next. So Big Rob,
you
take
can,
it away, buddy.
Oh, you can go next. I don't mind going last, actually.
Okay.
No, let's do that. Let's get that one out of the way. Let's get the tough one out of the way.
Wow.
Oh, you want to do...
How much is it really worth?
How much is it really worth?
I'm going to take my glasses off.
We're not doing how much is it really worth first.
I can't read from here.
We can do that second.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'll do
mine
last.
We'll do
second.
All right.
Reverse order today.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's time for Radio Rumble. All right. So I'm going to have Landon look at what fingers I'm holding up out of two. So you two turn around. Don't look at the window.
I can't see from here. My glasses are off. Wow. This is amazing. Do you guys have background music or something?
Oh, no. Right. Imagine.
Since Owen could probably see that,
see.
I'm going to go with Ryan first. Okay, was I holding up a one or a two?
You're holding up a two.
Oh, because Owen could see. I actually couldn't see.
Oh, that's funny. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's a decent two.
Ryan will go first.
Okay, cool.
Name something snowmen might have nightmares about.
Summer.
All right. Owen.
Melting.
Okay. Well, I would probably go with Ryan on that, with sun/beach weather. I don't know. It didn't really say summer on there, and it didn't really say Owen's answer, but
wow.
Ryan was probably closer with sun and beach weather.
What was the number one?
Sun, beach weather.
Sun, beach weather. I mean, I said summer, but yours is melting. Those are both implied melting.
Honestly, I like the eighth answer the most.
Spiders?
No. It's peeing dogs.
Peeing dogs. Oh yeah, you'd have a yellow snowman.
Existentialism. That's
existentialism.
My biggest fear.
Nihilism is the biggest fear of snowmen.
Nihilism is a river in Egypt.
So,
Ryan, get this one?
Yeah, Ryan got that one. Yep. Ryan got one yellow snowman.
Great job.
Next up, name a common candy bar component.
Common candy? Oh, almonds.
Chocolate.
Number one answer, chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
I feel like chocolate's always implied. I just like an almond in my...
Number two answer, peanuts. Number three answer, caramel. Number four, almonds. Five, nougat.
What?
That's such an interesting
six.
Word, nougat.
Coconut.
I like
oh,
nougat.
Oh, sweet.
Can you turn my mic down a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
All right. Name a place. Wait, one second. Let me read this. Not that one. We're skipping that one.
Wait, would I go first this time or Ryan?
Did you go?
Wow, Ryan.
You
can
first
read?
That round.
We're keeping this up great. So I go now?
You no, really live up to your you last name.
You were supposed to go first last round.
Oh.
Awesome.
So we'll just keep you going first for the next
okay.
two. All right. Name
thank
a type
for, thank
of
you for
insurance.
Not paying attention to my joke, by the way.
I can't hear you.
Name a type of insurance.
An insurance?
Yeah.
Does he want the company or does he
I'm guessing, yeah.
I'm going to no, I'm going to go
it's not company.
Okay.
Oh.
Car insurance.
All right. Ryan.
Life insurance.
Number one answer, car insurance.
Wow.
Okay.
Where's life insurance on there? That's sad. That's
number three.
Wow.
What's number
is
two?
Health insurance?
Number two is health and dental.
Yeah.
Wow, your teeth over your life. I mean, your
so
teeth are
true.
Pretty your teeth
what a
are
good
pretty
statement
important.
About modern America.
Your
Owen.
Teeth are pretty important, but your life?
What a statement about society. Your teeth over your life. You'd rather right. have beautiful white teeth and a good life.
Literally we're skipping that one, too.
Oh.
So did who got that point?
Owen got that
Owen,
one.
Okay, here
I lead 2-1.
Name something you would buy after getting engaged.
Is this mine? A
no, we're going Owen.
Oh, my God.
Because you cheated.
I cheated?
Yeah, you went twice in a row.
These rules don't make any sense.
Let's see. Something you would buy after after getting engaged.
Yes.
A wedding dress.
All right.
I what? Said a wedding.
A wedding. Just the entire...
Buy the wedding.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Oh, well, unfortunately, the whole wedding is not available, but
honeymoon.
The dress is...
Vacation.
Dress. Number
God.
One answer.
That's stupid. What if it's two guys? I'm not wearing a dress to my wedding. All right. Suit. Where's that list at?
No.
Exactly, because everyone already owns a suit. So I think it should be honeymoon, and I think I'm right.
No. Second answer is ring. Third is
what?
Champagne.
You already, well, you're already engaged. You already bought the ring.
Ryan, you said something about what if there's no dresses? What
listen,
if there's no
I
suits?
Listen, I didn't pick
oh,
these
oh, yeah,
answers.
You're right. Two dresses. But then you buy only one dress for a two-dress wedding?
But
that's
you see, I didn't...
Share the dress.
That's underprepared.
I didn't. Oh, I'm not yeah. the one who chose the answers.
Even then, we do take wrong answers.
We do take wrong answers.
It's been a while since we said that,
dude,
actually.
It is.
So,
big slammers.
That's the fifth and final question.
Who goes first?
Ryan
goes first.
Okay, great.
Name something that might be full of holes.
Cheese.
All right. Owen.
Jeans.
Jeans? Well, unfortunately, jeans just aren't on the list.
That's wow. stupid.
But Swiss cheeses.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese is number one answer.
Yes.
But my favorite answer is the alibi or story.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how it happened, officer.
That's good.
A lot of holes in your story.
So does that mean I still win the round?
Oh, yeah, you still win the round by 1 point.
Owen doesn't know yeah. I accidentally planted 500 firecrackers under his seat for when he loses.
Pop, 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 pop,
for when
pop.
He wins, mine are going to go off instead.
Hey, can you switch me seats? This one's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, that sucks. There's a lot of firecrackers under there. That's why it's broken. I keep setting off firecrackers in this room.
So no, I think you might have rigged my seat, too. It's also quite uncomfortable.
You're all underneath firecrackers right now. I'm sorry.
Wait, we're underneath the firecrackers? Did you put the firecrackers in the ceiling?
This is going to be the last episode of Game. We're all going to die.
Imagine.
We're not dying. It's firecrackers. This I chose a non-violent.
We're all going to be
I'm radio
horribly
today.
Burnt afterwards.
No,
and
they're
gonna
fire. You're
going to
have like
only
a...
radio could love.
We're going to burn.
No, you're going to have a cartoon, and you're going to go, Yahoo!
Thank you.
And
we're radio-friendly.
You're going to be
no,
popped
no,
up
no,
in
no. We're going to look la, like la, la, Daffy Duck with the sign.
It was Acme bombs. I just
in
put
the
a bunch
anvil.
Of Acme, and I put multiple pianos tied up above you guys. If I lose, you're all getting cartoonishly killed. It's going to be hilarious. All you're
right,
all going to be
flat
right. like pancakes.
Dude, this is turning into a different show.
Good.
That Ryan
he
is also
good.
On. This is turning into a different show that Ryan's also on.
Hello.
And we should probably move into the next segment. Which one of you wants to...
Wait, do we do all six questions?
Yeah, he's done.
No, it's not six, it's five.
It's five, yeah.
Six is only a... Wait.
been 6'5" for a while. Because only I do 5.
I've been doing 5. The only reason I've ever been able to do a tiebreaker is because they end up, like, keep saying stuff that's not on the list.
Right, 5'5" it is then. Now, we must move on to our next segment, which is hosted by me. How much is it really worth?
Yes, sir.
We got this good old instructional tape that I like to play before the show even starts. Make sure you actually do listen to this tape. Otherwise, you will fail miserably at how much is it really
before
worth.
Before the show starts.
What did I say?
You said before the show starts.
Late, okay.
You meant before the segment starts.
Owen, Ryan, starts. I got this. I got this, fellas. If you guys do not listen to this instructional tape, you will fail miserably and dramatically. And how much is it really worth? Take it away, Big Slammer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two. So this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these 3 steps. Step 1. I show you an image of an article on the market that looks cheap and may be expensive, or the other way around. Looks expensive is cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only given 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get close to the price of these articles on the first try. And trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given depending on how close you are on your first guess, such as when I tell you to name a price higher or lower from where you're currently at. This liberty won't always be given, and the price becomes a mystery guess. Step 3. Whichever of the 2 contestants is closest to the prize is winner of 1 out of 5 different questions total. If a tie ends up happening, a tiebreaker question will be provided after the tiebreaker alarm has been set off. If a tie cannot be broken from there, then the show must go on, therefore move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
All right, we are back from that little instructional tape. You guys are still here, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, let me pull out my little screen, and Big Nell is going to do us the favor of showing the different articles that I have ready.
Yes, sir.
Now, we start off with musical instruments with this 1974 Rickenbacker 4001 bass guitar.
Okay. I need a photo of it. Is it 4003?
4001.
4001, okay. I am a music guy. Oh my god, that's beautiful.
I know, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I love Rickenbackers. Little fun fact. I don't like them in blue, though. I would say that's, well, not, 4003, which is modern, goes for about 2000. And this was what year?
1974.
74, so it's a classic. All right, I would say 12,000.
12,000. All right, that is good. Could you give me something lower?
10,000.
10,000. Right. So, your fate has been sealed. Owen, what is your guess here?
Scary. That was really spooky. I think my fate actually got sealed in real life, too.
That was very scary.
Very spooky. Our levels are a little all over the place inside the studio back here. Sorry. Owen pick a number. Pick a number, Owen.
Up on the mic.
Pick a number.
Pick a number.
Can you hear me?
We good? Are we quiet? Hello.
Technical Ryan's good. Owen.
Are we using different mics?
Hold on.
We are using different mics. We got these.
You guys are supposed to share the same one.
No, they don't need to share the same mics. They don't need to share the same mic.
Did your mic break? All right. His mic broke. We're going to give it to Owen. Sorry.
All right. Am I good now?
Okay. Well, we now they do need to use the same mic.
Sorry. $10,000.
$10,000.
Actually, no. No. We're going $9,999.
Oh. Yeah.
No. Just because Ryan said $10,000, so we're going with $9,999.
Oh yeah, to avoid like, yeah.
Right. Because if it is $10,000, both of us can't get it right.
What did you say? What's your answer?
$9,999.
That is too specific. All right, could you give me something lower?
$8,998.
$8,998.
No, you should have said 8,888.
Nope. Dale
Jr. All right. So, from the looks of things, Ryan mentioned $10,000. That's his final answer. And I won't mention 8,998. Now, from these two answers, the one who's currently closest to the actual price of this article is unfortunately neither of you. The actual price of these of this article is $2,777.99.
Excuse me. I guess it is a 4,001. Also, Owen wins this? Are you kidding me? I mean, I guess no one wins, but
No one wins.
That's evil. That's like toxic. I think I need to talk to my therapist about this treatment that me and Owen are getting right now. He clearly guessed lower than me, so I believe he is a rightful winner.
Hello. He made the rules. Follow the rules.
Oh man, the rules.
We will whack you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. You're listening to Game. How do you get the league on there, fellas?
I mean, he did guess somewhat lower.
I thought you did the league.
You gotta be somewhat exact on these ones, you know?
What is the
game? We can have this conversation after the show. Anyways, number two. Coleco Donkey Kong Tabletop Arcade. There are two images for this one.
DK.
Show the little details.
Donkey's dead.
Nelly.
Not a single one of those words is in the Bible, you just said.
DK.
Donkey Kong Arcade Cabinet. What?
Donkey's dead.
Hold on, I have a question.
Yes.
So the people who created, like, life, and I don't... We're not going to get into that right now. But, like...
so,
like,
God.
Like, the original humans on the Earth. Adam and Eve. No. We don't know. But, like... people, like, before humans were like, oh, you know, making noises with their mouth about, like, oh, this rock over here. How do we get Donkey Kong and arcade? And yes, that's the word.
Sorry, I'm off mic. Neanderthals, I believe, absolutely made Donkey Kong a thing. I think a Neanderthal was on top of a mountain, and he was just throwing rocks down at another smaller Neanderthal, maybe a human.
Fun fact.
And they're, like, jumping over the rocks, and then the human finds a big stick and whacks him and gets him over and jumps over, then he saves the little Neanderthal princess.
Fun fact.
That's my thing.
Neanderthals were actually smarter than the actual humans.
That sounds like something a Neanderthal would say, Rob. What are you trying to imply? Are you Neanderthal? Right.
No, but the Neanderthals were actually smarter. They had bigger brains.
That's not what you had on earlier. That's a different thing. That's a Pokemon looking thing. Oh, no,
oh my God, I just realized there's gum under the desk.
All right. That's a whole game machine.
Yes.
All right.
Just very tiny.
3,000. No. Now that you said very tiny, I'm going to change my answer.
Yeah, you gotta have a very tiny answer to match.
$1,742.67.
Hang on. Overload.
Why are you so specific?
$1,742.67.
$1,742.67. I'm not gonna remember for the life of me, so please name me your lowest answer, for the love of God.
You need a notebook or something, dog. Sorry, my breath stinks. I'm getting right up in Owen's face. I had coffee this morning. You need a what are they called?
Need a notebook. Laptop. All right, change it. $1,000. Lock it in.
$1,000.
One. Ryan, fate has been sealed.
Ryan, what'd your first guess be?
450.
450? All right.
And 32 cents.
And 32. All right. We're going a little bit up. Specific hill. Could you name me something lower?
$347.98.
$347.98.
Yes.
Now,
so dramatic.
So, to take a look at both these answers and taking a look at the price of this article, it seems that neither of you are close to the answer once again.
Why are y'all so wrong all the time?
I've set off the firecrackers. You have 30 seconds before the pianos and anvils all fall on you. I'm so sorry.
All right, hang on. Spare my life.
Hey.
If I mention...
Why me?
If I mention the price of the article. Will you spare my life?
Sure, why not?
All right. $70.
What?
$70?
Bro, that's probably like a Walmart arcade machine.
You can buy, what can you buy with $70 that I can legally say on air? You can buy,
$70 menu meals from Taco Bell.
You're so right. You could buy like 20 Crave boxes from McDonald's.
You can buy 70 McChickens.
Oh my God, you could. They're so cheap. Not sponsored by McDonald's.
Not sponsored by
Not
the way.
Sponsored by anyone.
Never by anyone. Do you think this show's getting sponsored?
This show is never sponsored.
A good McChicken is a good McChicken. Can we get a price check on a McChicken for the next question? I think it's $1.82. I think it's the actual price.
$1.82?
I think it's the exact price of a McChicken. Mm. I go to McDonald's a lot more than I think I should.
Probably. I can't check at the
moment.
Well,
the exact price for cookies is $1.07.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That makes no sense.
McChicken,
what kind of cookie
but
is
but
it?
No, I think you're right. I'm just saying they got to get their ducks in order because
they
got to
get their taxes right.
Because I'm spending way too little on a McChicken. If I'm sorry, on a chicken sandwich, I should stop saying brand names on a chicken sandwich compared to a. And we're talking about Rack Funnels.
This has become the same different show that it was turning into earlier.
Sorry, you should have let me talk for this long.
that is totally fine.
Ryan's not allowed to talk.
Don't let me talk, please. Let's
Ryan's
next
not
question.
Allowed to speak unless it's an answer to a question.
All right. So
Owen, steal the mic.
What?
But we couldn't have Ryan just babbling on about McDonald's.
All right. Moving on to our third article is this 1972 AMC Gremlin. Take it away, Nelly.
That's very nice. Very nice.
You know, honestly, greatest car in existence.
$9,000.
Don't hate me. That was for the memes.
Okay. Okay, so $9,000. Could you name me something? You can go a little bit higher. You can go higher. It's up to you.
$17,000.
Okay, so we went all the way to $17,000. That's very good. Now, Ryan, what would your first guess be here?
13,000.
13,000. All right, could you go lower?
12,000.
12,000.
I'm a big fan of Gremlins.
Oh, same.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They
always get up in my cabinets and stuff and like turn on the blender on themselves. It's so annoying.
Oh, yeah, and they're always cutting the wire to my alarm clock.
Oh, God, yeah. And it's like on Christmas, I drop water everywhere. Oh. There's like 40,000 more of them. So annoying. I love them though. You can't
always feeding them after midnight.
I feed them. What is after midnight? That's like just the next day. Do you just like skip a day?
If you're not making up at midnight.
How do you? Is it is it a 12-hour thing? Like can I feed a gremlin from 1 p.m. or from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m.?
I just think it's don't do it at 12 exactly.
Is it in 6-hour increment? No. What is after midnight?
I would say it's probably 12 to 6.
Whatever the reason is, I don't understand how you can drive a gremlin. Anyway, I'm going with,
if you
what
like
did I say, 12,000?
Pina coladas.
12,000.
He said
12,000.
All right, 12,000, that's your final answer?
Yes.
All right. So, Owen mentioned, for first answer, it was what? 9,000? And second answer, it was?
17,000.
All the way up to $17,000, which is insane. Ryan mentioned 13,000
and 12,000.
And then all the way down to 12,000. Now, from the look of these answers alone, and take a look at the price of the article itself, Owen is actually closest with his first answer.
Yeah, I could tell that he was really close with that first answer, by the way you were stuttering on it.
Don't point that out. Anyways. The actual answer is 9,100.
You're probably right. I probably should have pointed that out. Now he's going to use that to game the system.
Moving on to our fourth article of the day. It is, is this Commodore VIC-20 personal computer?
The Commodore.
What? I don't believe in this 80s technology.
Yes, you do.
I do, yeah.
You dress like the 80s.
I'll have
you
know.
Of course you believe
in the 80s
technology.
Being a hipster does not mean I have to qualify. I'm going to give it, what is this? A Commodore?
64? Yeah, Commodore. 64. No, VIC-20.
Oh, God. VIC-20. I have no idea what that even is. I know what a Commodore is. My mom's going to scream at me. No, she doesn't even know what this is either. Never mind. My grandma's going to scream at me. Am I right?
She's going to scream at you for saying that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I know something that starts with Commodore. The Commodore Vanderbilt. It's a train.
A train. Can we get a train sound effect?
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
We don't have it.
We have a car crash.
Close enough.
$150. $150. All right. So let me look at the. Hang on. Let me look at this again. All right. $150. Could you give me something higher?
$300.
$300. All right. That is good. Your fate has been sealed. Owen, what did you guess here?
$400.
$400. Can you give me something higher?
I'll go $700.
$700? Your fate has been sealed as well. All right, so Ryan mentioned $150 and went all the way up to $300. Owen went all the way up. Wait, not all the way. Owen went up to, was it 400? Yeah, or right, 400, and then went all the way up to 700. So, taking a look at these answers and matching them a little with the actual price of the article, Owen manages to get this one again with his first answer.
Yahoo! That means Owen wins the segment.
We haven't even gone into the fifth question,
which
my
means
guy.
I win the game.
But no. He still wins, either way.
Yeah, that means Owen wins the segment and the game.
What?
Yeah, because, Brian, I forgot to tell you how this works. So basically, there's three segments. Right. So if Owen wins two of them, he technically he wins it all because there's only three segments.
I would like to solve.
But
the
we
puzzle.
still play, solve the puzzle.
We still all finish it. Yeah. All right. Just letting you know, Ryan.
There's no way you can bounce back.
All right, so I was in the middle of a sentence, right?
Right.
Yes, you're talking about the fifth one.
Oh, right. Moving up to number five. 30-centimeter cinema roll plush.
$15.
You didn't even look at it.
I don't need
to
look at it.
Well, that's a big plushie.
30-centimeter? Oh, it's a Sanrio thing. I was thinking of like an actual cinnamon roll. I thought it was like something from like Dollar Tree. man.
Cinnamon roll.
30 centimeters. How many is that as inches?
That's what I ate for breakfast.
That's a foot?
Not sure how much that is in inches.
A foot. Okay, that's not that big for a plushie. I would say $50. $50.
It isn't that cool. All right, $50 is good.
Bat Smart was
better. Hang on, let me take a look.
I'm really anticipating this.
So,
it's $50.
Oh my god!
Was I dead on?
You guys are gonna kill me for this. I forgot to list the price, so we're moving on to this tiebreaker question that I had ready.
Wow!
I am so sorry.
What was the thing
this
that we were showing them?
A cinnamon roll, 30-centimeter plushie.
Oh, that's
I did not list the price. I forgot entirely to list the price.
Hmm.
All right, so we're moving on to the tiebreaker question. Folded Pringles chips.
Folded?
Sounds exactly as it does.
We have a lot of odd things in these how much is it really worth segment. Last time, Ryan, we had a Walmart pole being sold.
Right. We had a kid bring in a Walmart pole once into my school, 8th grade, end of the year. Good old Billy. I'm not going to say his last name. Billy came in, and you know who his last name is if you know who
Billy
I'm talking
Walmart.
About. Billy Walmart pole came in.
Billy Walmart pole.
He came in. That was Owen's joke. That wasn't mine. He came in, delivered a bright yellow Walmart pole, and danced with it at the end of 8th grade. We are moving on to high school. A folded Pringle is stupid, and whoever is trying to sell this is probably selling it for a comical amount of money. I'm going to say $10,000 because that seems like the right amount for an insane person.
$10,000. All right.
I have a
question.
Could
you name me?
Hey,
well,
Owen has a question.
What's your question?
Ryan, I have a question. Yes.
Oh.
Now that the show is over, we kind of don't have to do trivia. Like, we can do trivia, but we will do trivia. But, like, we could talk about this for a second. Billy Walmart pole danced with the Walmart pole at the end of 8th grade. Yeah. You went to high school the next year. You're a senior. Is Billy Walmart poll what caused the global pandemic?
They're okay, listen. Indiana was one of the first places to get COVID. So there is a not a zero. Avon was one of the. There is not a 0% chance that he caused it. I'm gonna say no, but can I get a price check on a Billy Walmart poll causing?
It was $15.
Ryan sounds like he's at a grocery store. He's going on the intercom.
I got a question.
Get to the, Ryan,
Billy I got a Walmart question.
Yeah.
Is Billy Walmart poll still with the Walmart poll?
I think they broke up.
And
there was some trouble in Paradise. I remember I saw them at prom, and they were another dude was dancing with the Walmart pole.
Can I get a clean up on aisle 5?
Yeah.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Well,
aisle
5 that's kind of sad. Pole. Hearing about them in 8th grade seems kind of...
I mean, you know, young love happens. And, you know,
it seemed like they were going to go forever, like they were going to get married.
Yeah, you know, but that prom, I looked around and, you know... Billy Walmart Paul was so dressed up, so beautiful, and he was with nobody. He was sitting alone, crying and sitting and looking in a little corner, listening to Radiohead. And he brought his own headphones. And then I look across the room, and I see this beautiful Walmart Paul in a gorgeous dress, also known as a plastic bag, all done up with makeup, also known as Sharpie. And it was great. It was a great looking Walmart poll. I didn't mean to gender the Walmart poll like that. But they broke up, and that's it happens. You know, it's a part of life. We move on. We find new Walmart polls. There's plenty of Walmart polls in the city.
Yes.
Hey, life advice from Ryan Smith,
absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen. Can you hit the
life
advice? Cheering.
Yeah, we're gonna have to give you a
life
picture.
Advice from Ryan Smith. You can always find another Walmart poll.
I have a TED Talk coming out. I'm going to talk about Walmart polls. About
TED Talk, imagine.
$40,000 guaranteed price. Okay, what's the final segment?
Wait, we weren't even.
We're still on the folded Pringle.
Oh, we're still on the Pringle. $10,000.
All right. $10,000.
$1 million. Can you just tell us how much a Pringle is worth?
No.
I want to know how much a Pringle is worth.
No. This is my segment, and it ends when I say so.
We have 10 minutes. We have 9 minutes.
All gas, no breaks. Coming up right after game on Indy's Giant 90.9.
All right. Could you name me something lower?
$4.
No, Ryan.
$4.
All right, $4.
Yes.
Owen, quickly, what's
$3.99.
$3.99. Could you name me something higher?
$4.01.
All right.
What's that?
Neither
what's
of
that?
You got it.
Oh,
it was $5,000.
Owen, how hard did you hit your head on the glass?
All right. Trivia! All
right.
Moving on!
All right. All right, here we go. Trivia.
Owen.
Here we go,
how
guys.
How hard did you hit your head on the glass?
Dream? Is this real?
This is real. This is real. All right, we're going to move on to trivia. This is one of my favorite segments. Owen, you're going to start us up, okay, buddy? Okay. When was the University of Notre Dame founded? I'm just going to give you the year.
Lightning round.
1842,
1845,
1847, or 1849?
1842.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and Polly, that is correct. What year was the first Super Bowl?
1967, if we're counting it, 1967, it was the 1966 season.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say to that. He got that right.
we're just going lightning round.
All right, here we go. All right, I don't know if you're going to get this one, buddy. Here we go. How many copies of Prince's album Purple Rain were sold? Here you go. A, 20 million. B, 25 million. C, 27 million. D, 30 million.
I'm going to go C, 27 million.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Owen Poley, I'm happy to say you are incorrect.
Why are you happy?
Because
you're happy to say he's incorrect.
Because it's a flip. Just let me do my thing.
We do a little bit of gaslighting.
We do a little bit of gaslighting. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Let Nelly cook here.
We do a little bit of gaslighting. Right,
so
it's okay.
It's
I do
okay.
That.
So the correct answer was 25 million. Here we go, Owen. Are you ready, buddy? We got a geography question. You're really good at these. You're really good at the geography questions. So here we go. I'm going to give you your geography question. Which state is the closest to Africa? A, Maine. B, Connecticut. C, Rhode Island. D, Vermont.
Vermont. Or No. Maine.
Are you sure that is your yes. final answer? Owen Pulley, that is correct.
Yahoo!
It's 3-for-4. He's doing a really good job right now. Where is Joe Montana from? What state is Joe Montana from?
He's from the state of Joe.
Well, I know he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, but you got to figure out the state he went
all
to.
Right. Montana.
Imagine. A, Ohio. B, New York. C, Pennsylvania. D, Kentucky.
I'm not even cheating. I'm not even on it. I was on Instagram for a second. Joe Montana, I'm going to say he's from Johio.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
The game's already Jover, so. It's Jover.
That is incorrect. Correct. Pennsylvania.
You know, some people just don't live up to their name. You have Montana as your last name. Like, what are you doing?
I said Joe Montana. Remember that?
Joe
Montana plays deep.
Indiana Jones isn't from Indiana, though, so it doesn't really matter.
Isn't he?
No, he doesn't live up to his name.
It's one of our favorite songs, like the jam, to Indy's Giant 90.9 to Freebird. When was it released? Here we go. A, 1970. B, 1972. C, 1973. Or D, 1976.
1976 is my guess.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
to all the Lynyrd Skynyrd fans out there, Owen has disrespected you guys deeply. That is incorrect.
Hey Brian.
1973 was the correct answer. It's okay, Owen. You went like 4-for-6 there. I mean, you did a great job. 3-for-6, 4-for-6. Give a round of applause for Owen Pulley, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ryan.
All right, Ryan, are you ready?
One second. I want to ask Ryan something.
Sure, why not? Hello.
So you do know that it was his dog that he was named after?
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. He was named after the dog.
Was it George? George Lucas didn't make it. Who made Indiana Jones?
I don't know.
Did George
Lucas it is a Lucas film, but.
Okay, whatever.
You guys right, but Ryan? You're
Indiana Jones was named after his dog.
Okay. Yes, I am ready.
All right, Ryan, here we go. When was the song Africa by Toto released? A, 1979. B, 1980. C, 1982. Or D, 1983?
83.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure, why not?
Ryan Smith, you are incorrect.
Oh, no.
You're so close. 1982. That was but you were right. It was a Michael Jackson question, and you know, I said when was Thriller released, the album, you'd got that right.
Wow. I thought it was 83 for the life of me.
No, it was 82.
I don't know Michael Jackson. I used to love Michael Jackson. I don't know that well. I when you said the life of me, I thought of Life is a Highway.
Life is a highway.
Michael Jackson did not sing, actually. So I, the car, Owen Wilson sung that song in Cars. He didn't, I don't think, but the car sung that song.
Yeah, that is true. Which two states share borders with 8 other states each? Okay, here we go. Your first answer, Kansas and Nebraska. That's your first. Okay. B, Missouri and Tennessee. C, Georgia and Alabama. Or D, Rhode Island and Vermont.
What was the second one?
It was Missouri and Tennessee.
What was the first one?
I believe it was. Let me think right here. I believe it was. Let me go back.
You don't think, you read.
I do read.
He can read?
I think it... I haven't pulled up right now. I said Rhode Island and Vermont were like the last one. And then I said for... I know I never said number two was Missouri and Tennessee. And then I said like... I think I said Georgia and Alabama for C. And then A, I believe it was... Nebraska and Kansas.
That one. Yeah, the first one.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure, why not?
You are incorrect.
That's why not. That's why not, Ryan.
Sure, why not?
All right, Ryan. This is normally a trivia question that Big Nelly, just an odd Big Nelly trivia question, but I'm going to see if you can, you know, get this one. Okay. When was the fastest speed by a train achieved? What year was it achieved? Fastest train in the world.
Just like, I just have to say a year.
Yeah, I just got to say a year. I'll just list them off right now. We're going to go with, for A, we're going to go 2003. B, we'll go, we're going to do 2005. C, 2007. D, 2009.
2009.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
No, 2007.
Ryan Smith, you are correct.
Was it a Japanese train?
Korean. It was actually French.
Oh wow.
French by the French TGV, and it went 357.2 miles per hour.
You're right, the Polar Express. Okay, next question.
And we're all riding on the Polar Express.
Okay, here we go. When was the movie Grease released? A, 1974. B, 1976. C, 1978. Or D,
1980? 76?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I feel like I should know this, but yeah, sure, that's my final answer.
Ryan, I'm sad to say, you are incorrect. Very close, dropped by 2 years, 78.
Was it 80?
Nope, it was 78.
What?
Yeah.
Was that an option?
Yeah, 78 was C.
Oh, I'm not paying attention.
How many copies of Never Mind by Nirvana were sold?
A lot.
That is true. That is true.
Album.
A, 20 million. A, 20 million. B, 23 million. C, 28 million. Or D, 30 million?
28 million.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure, why not?
That is incorrect.
Was it 30 million?
Correct answer, 30 million. It was 30 million.
That is why not.
That is why not.
Your last question, Ryan.
Absolutely.
You are a big Paul McCartney fan. I know you really love McCartney's
like
Christmas song.
I do.
What a legend he is. What year was Paul McCartney born?
Oh, God.
Here we go. A, 1938. B, 1939. C, 1940. Or D,
1942.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure, why not?
Ryan Smith, you are correct. Yeah, 2 for 6 in trivia, you know.
I know two of those facts.
You did good, though.
I did amazing.
Did Owen win trivia?
Yeah, Owen won trivia.
I think I'm Owen clean sleeps.
No, I think I won, actually.
Oh, yeah, right.
You won in my heart.
Yeah, I won in America's heart tonight.
Yeah.
God bless the U.S.
Next on Game Against Owen is Elijah.
Oh, sweet. We already got another contestant?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have an up next list. Yeah,
sweet.
We didn't realize that people were signing up underneath.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Can't wait.
Anyway, I think that's going to be where we cut it today.
Are we not going to interview our contestants?
Oh, you want me to interview?
All right. Owen, how do you feel about your win?
I feel good. Another week dominated.
You absolutely wrecked Ryan. Ryan, how does it feel to go 0-3.
Owen just showed me a TikTok or an Instagram reel of a very large man jumping into a pool. I think that was his way of saying that I lost.
At least he's jumping into a pool.
Yeah, that's good. I feel good. I feel like a changed man. And you have 10 seconds to leave the studio before the comical Acme pianos fall on your heads and you become flat.
Hey, hey. I didn't do anything to earn this.
You did.
Well,
stop this madness.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for all. That is going to wrap it up for game. Wow, I almost said all gas or breaks. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Well, Ashley is up next, ladies and gentlemen, on East Giant 9.9, your station for a variety. You can listen to all game episodes on audioboom.com. Big Slammer does a fantastic job editing them and putting the bios as well. So go check those out on audioboom.com. This is East Giant 9.9, your station for variety. For Big Nelly, for Big Slammer, Big Rob, I'm Big Nelly. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye, Indianapolis.
And we're the greatest associates of Martin Entertainment.
Greatest associates.
Good night, Indianapolis.